This is Weekend Edition on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Nick Della Canal. Hurricane Irma is barreling toward the U.S. today. It's expected to make landfall in Florida later tonight. Meanwhile, the Carolinas are bracing ahead of the storm. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster has ordered mandatory evacuations for several barrier islands on the South Carolina coast, the largest of which is Hilton Head. Joining us now for an update on what the storm could bring to the area in and around Charlotte is WCNC meteorologist Brad Panovich. Brad, welcome.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. To start out, there was a lot of worry earlier in the week that this storm could really hit Charlotte head on. You know, people were starting to talk about Hurricane Hugo, which hit back in 1989 as a Category 4 storm. It hit Charleston and then went on to Charlotte to cause a lot of damage. What are the latest projections for Hurricane Irma?
We're certainly not going to see anything that impactful here in the Carolinas, mainly because the storm is much further south and west than the track of Hugo, and it's actually moving up through the Florida Straits. So it's going to be moving up on the west side of Florida. And the good news for us is not good news for Florida. This is going to weaken the storm considerably down over parts of Florida as it moves to the north and northwest through parts of Florida, then up into Georgia, and eventually back into Tennessee, which will keep it well to our west. So we will not see the wind like we saw with Hugo.
That said, are there still going to be cause for worry? We're still going to experience rain and heavy winds?
Yeah, we're going to see some impacts here. The biggest issue for us is going to be the wind, the rain, and possibly some isolated tornadoes. Now, the winds we're talking about are generally in the 25 to 35 mile an hour range. Could see gusts to tropical storm force, which is around 40 miles per hour, and then heavy rain of 2 to 4 inches. Now, the combination of that rain and wind for several hours could bring down a few trees, cause some power outages, and certainly we could see an isolated tornado or two. Those would be the primary concerns we would have with any kind of landfall this far to our west.
So are there any preparations that people should be taking ahead of the storm, which I believe we're going to start experiencing rainfall around midday Monday?
Yeah, Monday is the day it kind of happens, and then into Monday night into Tuesday would be the peak of the storm. So the way you need to prepare for this storm is just like you would for a winter storm where you think you might be without power for a day or two, like an ice storm. That's really going to be our biggest concern, trees falling on a power line or a branch here and there. So if you have something where you need power or you need a way to cook with power, think about things that you might need to do if you run out of power for a day or two, or you lose services like cell service or internet. Those would be the primary concerns that we would have in the Charlotte area.
Okay, Brad Panovich, he's a meteorologist for television station WCNC. Brad, thank you so much.
No problem.